Okay. This is the second shiur on the topic of Hakal, Hakal Tzvila. I point just to summarize, just to give the overall structure of the sugya. Right, in the first shiur, we start off by discussing really the question of whether the din of Hakal, Hakal is deres derabanan and connected to the general nature of hetzer pikuach nefesh, whether hetzer techuya. And then we, transitioned into discussing the different clashes of, Isurim, which is really the subject about Kal HaKal, which is all about, choosing the more Kal of the two. So, right, the fun part of the sugya is you go through the different clashes and you're able to find out, HaKal HaKal presents itself as an interesting, litmus test, interesting test case to really, test out the relative chomer of different dinim. So already last time, we read in the in the Gemara, in the Braisa, already discussed two clashes. And just to point out, there are two categories of clashes. Those are obvious, it was a little clear last time. The two categories of clashes, the first category is within Machalas Asuras. You have two Machalas Asuras in front of you, right? Two foods which are Asur, and the question is which food is more Chamor. And the second category, which we'll discuss, not this time, but probably next time, is a clash between a Michael Isser and a Maisa Isser. And the clash is not between two foods which are forbidden, but rather one forbidden food, one Michael Isser. On the other hand, the question is, you need to perform a Maisa Isser in order to be Matir the food. We'll discuss that next time. So we're still in the middle of the clash within Machalas Asuras. And on the list that we already discussed the first two cases mentioned in the Gemara. The first one was the clash between Tevel and Avela. So in that, the Gemara clearly says, right, between Tevel and Avela, which one do you go for? Which one's more Kal? Avela, because it is a lav, while Tevel is Nisav de Shemayim. And the second clash is between Tevel and Shvius. The Gemara says, which one? Because Shvius is an Asay, versus again Tevel, which is a But the explanations are spelled out in the Rishonim, Rashi and the Ran, from Alaref. Oh, so before going to the next case in the Gemara, I'd like to discuss a case which isn't in our Gemara. And that, right, the Gemara, so far in the first two clashes, mentioned three foods, but only mentioned the clash between, two different clashes, which means there's a third clash, which is not there, and that is really, perhaps the least obvious. So that's a clash between Shavius and Nevela. Right, and that's if you try to conceptualize, what is that a clash between? What types of yisurim?
Asay and alav.
An asay and alav. Right. So the question is, what happens when you have a clash between an asay and alav? And as we pointed out last time, as they say, wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they ask you this question. Most people, with certain exceptions, but most people would say, which one is more kal between an asay and alav? Most people would say.
I say.
Again, people at Dovin Koros that confuses things. But if you think back to your initial, Hashkafa Rishona, your initial thought of the matter, we generally view Essen, or Mrs. Asay, as more Kal, and therefore that's what you think. So we're going to present that although this case is not mentioned in the Gemara itself, the Rishonim really discuss this case, and some of them even think that this is, it's in their Girsa of the Gemara. So I'd like to discuss, and we'll see if there can be two approaches to this question, right? Again, between the clash of Nevela and Shvius, the clash between Mitzvah Saseh and Mrs. La Saseh, which one takes precedence, which one is more common. So the first, I would say, more intuitive approach is that that Shvius is more common. That Mitzvah Saseh, right, you should opt for the Mitzvah Saseh over the Mitzvah La Saseh. As we pointed out before, this first approach seems to be more mistaber, because in general, we'll list a number of indications of this, but in general, most indications, basically, most nafgamina highlight that mitzvah saseh are more kal than mitzvah lo saseh. And it's therefore not surprising to find a number of the farshim who take this approach that you'd opt, that kal akal would dictate to violate the asay over the lav. So just to give two quick, can anyone think of any nafgamina which, highlight slash indicate that mitzvah asay is more kal than a mitzvah los asay?
The onish.
Exactly. But the classic indication is the realm of onshin, right? When you're mevatel a mitzvah asay, there's no onish. But if you're mevatel a lav, so then in most cases there is malchus, except for a certain exception, medina malchus. But in general, so again, first indication, the realm of onshin, seems to clearly highlight that, at first glance, that mitzvot aseh are more kal than mitzvot lo aseh, and therefore they're not subject to an onish. Any other nafkamina that come to mind? Give a hint. Money?
What is the aseh of shvis?
Oh, so that's a... the mitzvah, Rashi points out, is a chiyav to be mevayer, a chiyav beer. That after, you know, after a certain, you know, type of fruit or vegetable is no longer available in the wilderness, so therefore there's a chiyav for you to remove that object, that type of produce from your house. So there's a chiyav beer, and therefore after zman beer, there's an iser aseh in the eating it, because you're mevatel that aseh of beer. So anyone, yeah, in terms of money?
Yeah, to avoid a lot of money, but the performance is safe to be a fifth of your money.
Exactly. So again, another seemingly indication in terms of how much money you have to spend to avoid or to be mekayim a certain mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah sasei, we generally say it's a chomish. You only have to spend up to a fifth of your money. But when it comes to lavin, we generally say if it comes, you know, if there's somehow a situation where you can spend money to save yourself from violating a lav, we say you have to spend all your money. There's no limit of a chomish. So again, that would seem to imply that, you know, again, you'd spend more money on lavin because lavin are more chamer. That's what it seemed to be. So again, it's in light.
Can I comment on that? For doing that sake, nobody says there's always like a nicer version of doing it. So there has to be some limit.
So that's by hiddur mitzvah.
Right.
So that's going to be...
here's the versus doing versus not doing it?
Exactly, yeah. This is just doing it. All right, so in light of that, you know, evidence, which seemed to imply that mitzvahs aseh are more kal, so it's not surprising the following... You know, Rishonim/Mefarshim think that in this case you'd opt for the Shvius over the Mela because the Isra Asay of Shvius is more kal. So the first, you know, person who says is the Tosfos HaRash. So Tosfos HaRash on the spot basically has an alternative Girsa in Aruch Gemara. If anybody has Tosfos HaRash, it's just a one-liner, it's not so crucial. But basically the Tosfos HaRash says, Dior Maso Halki Garzinon, as saying that, you know, the following Girsa should be in the Gemara, where it says... First it says, Tevel, Nevela, Machilin, Osa, Nevela, that we have. Then he adds, Nevela, Ushvius, Machilin, Osa, Ushvius. So again, the Tosfos HaRash is seemingly as an alternative girsa in our Gemara, which basically says explicitly that when it comes to a clash between Nevela and Shvius, a clash between Mitzvah Lo Saseh and Mitzvah Saseh, that you opt for the Mitzvah Saseh because that's more common. So again, that is definitely Mizdaber. So again, the first person who accepts this first approach is the Tosfos HaRash on the Daf. The second Mefarish who accepts this approach is the Gvuras Ari. A number of you guys saw. It's the Gvuras Ari, Dibur Hamaschil Tevel Ushvius. We're going to see a number of Gvuras Aris in this year. So again, the Gvuras Ari is also better known by his other sefer, the Shagas Arye. So this is the Shagas Arye. So, not that we should ever poo-poo in on Akron, but sometimes when you know who it is, you get a little more fondness. Either way, so the Gvuras Ari, the, you know, Baal Shagas Aryeh, also adopts his approach, and actually brings, as if you needed, brings a Beferish Gemara in Yevamos Dav Zayin, which explicitly states that Lavin are more Chamor than Essen. And he basically says, there's in Yevamos Dav Zayin, the Gemara there is discussing the concept of Ase Dochalos Ase, which we'll get back to in this context. And the Gemara there is wondering whether... Generally, we say mitzvahs aseh is docha alos aseh, astam lav. Gemara is questioning whether a mitzvahs aseh will also be docha alos aseh sheyesh bo karis. So an extra chamor lav. Question is, maybe it only can be docha alos aseh. How do you know that it can also be docha a more chamor los aseh sheyesh bo karis? So the Gemara there in Yevamos says, chomer has nothing to do with the klal of ase dochel los ase. Because the Gemara says explicitly, in the clash between an ase and a los ase, a lav is more chamor, and yet, ase dochel los ase. So therefore, the Gemara says, who cares how chamor the lav is, whether it's a stam lav or a lav sheyesh bokaris, it doesn't matter, because chomer plays no role when it comes to the klal of ase dochel los ase. So just to quote the Gemara in Yevamos inside, the Gemara has the line as follows. Hada amar, the Gemara then says, Atu ase docha es los ase. I mean, don't we know that you have the cloud of ase docha los ase? But yet, lav los ase chamer mine? But don't we know that a lav is more chamer than an ase? And yet, uka asi ase dochile, and yet the ase is docha the lav. Therefore, mali chumrazuta, basically, who cares whether the lav is, you know, a less chamer, and a lav, stam lav, or a mali chumra rabba. Who cares if it's a more chumra lav of sheyesh bo kamis? So again, Gemara Sari cites this explicit Gemara in Yevamos, which says, clear as day, that lavin are more chumra than essen. So therefore he says, oh, based on that, you would opt for the shvius over the nevela, you'd opt for the asay over the lav, because hakala katchila, the asay is less chumra. Yeah.
Rashi, I think he indicates one way also.
Yeah.
Because he writes, I think so. He says, tevel v'shvius, machinon also shvius. He says, lachar's not a beer, shai tevel v'misvei shemayim, v'ashvius v'asei. He's indicating the fact that it's an asei is a reason.
Oh, but that's in contrast to...
True, but if asei was more chumra than a lav, he would let that part out.
I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm saying he's contrasting misvei shemayim with an asei. I'm saying, for example, the Ran, explaining the first case of tevel and avela, says you have tevel, which is misa b'dei shemayim, versus a lav. So Rashi is just saying tevel, misa b'dei shemayim versus an asay. I don't know if you can tell anything about the relative chumra of asay versus a lav, though. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that yet. But, okay, so there you have the Tosafot Rashi and the Gemara Sari, both saying that you go for the asay or the lav because asay is less chumra. And then the third Mefarish, in line with this first approach, is, again, he just says this explicitly, is the Magen Avraham. I didn't have you see this, it's a one-liner. The Magen Avraham, and again, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, this is in Tav Reish Yud Ches, right? Simon Tav Reish Yud Ches, Siv Katon Tes. So the Magen Avraham there, again, just when listing the different clashes, says when you have a clash between Avela and Shvius, you opt for the Shvius. Again, in line with this first approach. Again, so there you have Tosafot Rashi, Gemara Sari, the Magen Avraham, all saying you go for the Shvius over the Lav, over the Nevela, and we pointed out that's very mistaber because, you know, our intuition would also tell us that an Asay is more common. Fine. But now this takes us...
So is it just like Zerzer Kazawar, Asay?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So according to this very good point, according to this first approach, and that seems to be clear from the Gemara Nivamos, that... If, according to this first approach, that really asay is less chumra than halos asay, what's the klal of, what's the deal with asay lo halos asay? It must be gzeres akosiv. That's the way this first approach would, you know, approach the din of asay lo halos asay. 100%. So now transitioning to this second approach, the second group of mafarshim who argue and say when you have a clash between an asay and a lav, you go for the lav. So first we'll document who says this, and then we'll try to understand what's the basis of the Shita. This really, the second approach, which is really seems to be counterintuitive. So the first Rishon, who seems to say this, that you opt for the, surprisingly, you opt for the Lav, you opt for the Nevela over the Shvius, is Rabbeinu Chanan. All right, he's just listing some cases, you could totally miss it. If you look very carefully, if you have it, just as three words, it says Nevela u Shvius, Nevela.
That's a Gersa?
What?
That's a Gersa?
It seems like it. It seems like just like the Tosafot Rashi had the opposite Gersa. So it seems like Rishonim had the Gemara discussing this case, but it seems like they're different Gersos in terms of, you know, which way did it go. So the Tosafot Rashi said, you know, the Gemara's Gersa opted for the Shvius, but the Rosh's Gersa seems to say, no, we opted for the Vim. So again, that's the first Rishon who says this, that we were opting for the Lav over the Asay. So that's Rabbeinu Chananel on the spot. The second Rishon, who, again, doesn't say this explicitly, but it comes from a Diyuk. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Machal Zesurus, right? Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Zayin. Anyone see the Rambam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that if you... He said that if you have Nevela and Shvias Derabanan, you should eat the Shvias Derabanan. Mashma, that if it was Deraisa, you have to eat the Nevela.
Exactly. Right? So really, strong Diyuk from the Rambam. Again, the Rambam, when he's setting up the cases, says the only time you opt for Shvius over Nevela is by Shvius Dirabanan, Sviche Shvius. Clear indication, and this is spelled out by, you know, the Tosafot Yom Kippurim, on the spot, and Dira Maskel Tevel is Shvius, and also pointed out by the Chazon Yefesko, which we've been recording a number of times. This, you know, the Chazon Yefesko is? Who has a parish on?
My Rebbe's grandfather.
Oh, really? Nice. So the Chazon Yechezkel is a parish on Tosefta. So again, both the Chazon Yechezkel, again, is Chazon Yechezkel is in Perek Dalet, Mishnah or Tosefta Hey. So both the Chazon Yechezkel and the Tosefta Yom Kippurim make this seem to be a Pasha Diyuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam only says you opt for Shvius over Nevela when it's Shvius Darabana. Mashma that if it's Shvius Daraisa, then you would go for the Nevela, even though the Nevela is a Lav. So you have both the Rach and the Rambam saying that you opt for the Lav over the Asay. Oh. So now, we have to ask the obvious question.
Why?
Why? Right? Why in the world would we opt for the Lav over the Asay? That's the major question. Right, our intuition really points in the opposite direction. So the first explanation offered by the Tosefos Yom Kippurim is to say, right, the Tosefos Yom Kippurim again, Dibur Maskil Tevel Shvius, as you can imagine, Tevel Shvius, that's our case. Our Tosefos Yom Kippurim says as follows. He says, it must be that according to the Rambam and the Yeshitos, the Yeshitos must hold that really, against our intuition, that really a lav, or really an asay, is more chamor than a lav. That a lav is less chamor than an asay. That must be the pshat. Why out? Kalakal tchila. You go for the, you know, you always opt for the less chamor, you know, Michael Isser in this case. If these Rishonim are opting for the lav, it must be the lav, according to these Rishonim, is less chamor. So Tosefos Yom Kippurim says, where do I get this from? Why in the world would a lav be less chamor than asay? So he points to a very famous and fascinating Ramban Alaton. Anyone see the Tosefos Yom Kippurim and therefore see the Ramban that he's quoting? Anyone know?
So the topic is about it.
Yeah.
So
basically,
Yeah. Oh, sorry. This one is actually in Shemot, but not on
Wait, Ramban?
Not on one of the Torahs. This is the Ramban Alatorah in Shemos, Perek Chav, Pasuk Ches. So the Ramban is discussing what topic?
Asay dochalos asay.
Exactly. So how does he explain why is asay dochalos asay?
So he says from the fact that an asay doesn't get a punishment.
No, before that, the Ramban about Ava and Yira. Do you remember that part?
Ava and Yira.
Anybody remember this? The Ramban all the Torah?
Asay is Ava.
Exactly. And therefore... Exactly. It's just anyone can hear Yitzi because the air conditioner. So basically, exactly, it's the famous Ramban al Torah, right, on the pasuk, on one of the pasukim that should highlight this din of Asay Docholos Asay, Ramban famously explains why do we favor an Asay over Los Asay. Ramban says, because Mitzvah Sasay, you know, positively doing the Ratzon Hashem represents Avas Hashem. While Los Asay, right, refraining from Averos represents Yiras Hashem. And the Ramban says, and we'll quote the Lashon in just a moment, the Ramban says, Ava trumps Yira. Tosefos Yom Kippurim says that the simple understanding of that Ramban is that mitzvos asay represented by Ava are more chamor than mitzvos lo asay is represented by Yira. What? Yeah. So we're going to get back to that. This understanding of the Ramban is basically understanding that Mrs. Asay are more chomor than Lavin is very problematic because number one, you have the Farish Gemara and Yavamos.
What did it say when we're on? What time? Was it Gemara Yavamos?
The Gemara Yavamos is one that explicitly said that Asay is Docha Los Asay, even though a Lav is more chomor.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you mean that specific Lav is more chomor than Asay, right?
But here we're talking about the problem of Asay Dechalos Asay. Ramban is discussing Asay Dechalos Asay. So, you would like it to conform to the Gemara, which says, you know, that... So we'll get back to that. But, so in short, Tosefos Yom Kippurim says, Al Karachach, these Rishonim must be holding like the Ramban, that really, Mitzvahs Asay are more Chamor than Mitzvahs Los Asay. But, Tosefos Yom Kippurim is bothered not by Binyamin's Kasha based on the Gemara, is bothered by, he says, but it's very hard to accept these Shitos because there are a lot of Nafkamina throughout Shas which highlight that really Lavin are more Chamor than Essen. So how can you really say this? So again, he doesn't quote the two classical Nafkaminas that we gave, right? We quoted before the Nafkamina of Unshin and the Nafkamina of you know, how much money you have to spend. So Tosefos Yom Kippurim quotes other Nafkamina. His two Nafkamina is... Yeah, sorry.
Doesn't the Rambam himself mean it's
it says in Mitzvah Seir. Okay, very good. Yes, you're saying it would be difficult to explain the same Rambam. Like, okay, very good. So we're going to suggest an alternative, another way to explain the Rambam as holding you up for Aseh, even though in isolation a lav is more common. But very good. But Tosfos Yom Kippurim himself rejects, finds this Shita in the Rishonim, difficult to understand, because he says, he cites two nafkamina, which clearly, highlight that, lav and amar chama. One of them is in the realm of tshuva, which we'll get to, hopefully, is our last topic of, the night of so the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Vav Amnav, says that when it comes to tshuva of mitzvahs aseh, you get kapara for a mitzvahs aseh through tshuva alone. When it comes to a lav, you need the combination of tshuva and yom kippurim to be mechaper. So he says that's, again, it's a clear indication that if you need more to attain kapara for lavin than esen, again, that seems to be a clear indication that really lavin are more chomer than esen. So that's one problem that he has. The second nafkamina that he quotes is connects to what Rabbi Willig is doing, what Mordechai Willig is doing in the mornings, Hilchos Mamzeres. Right, there's a Shitas Yachid of Rabbi Kiva. Right, generally, the normative Shita is that a Mamzer is only, for forbidden relationships which are subject to Karis.
He uses Chayav Lavin.
Exactly. Rabbi Kiva is Mechayav even for Lavin. But even Rabbi Kiva doesn't say that an Isra essay triggers Mamzer. So again,
what's the classic Lav?
Say Grusha to a coin, to a coin. That's like a classic, or a monolith coin, gadol, like those types. So,
that's
yeah. Separate. What? I think that's not called Yeah, it could be. For sure, grusha to coin is for sure lav. So basically, right, it's clear that Rabbi Kiva thinks that chayve lavin trigger mamzeres, but not chayve es. So again, seemingly another indication that chayve lavin, the lavin are more chamer than es. So again, the Tosafot Yom Kippurim says the explanation for these Rishonim must be that they think that Essen are more chamra than Lavin. But the problem that he has with these Rishonim is that it doesn't seem to be true. There seems to be a lot of Nafkamina, and even beyond the Nafkamina that he gives, there seems to be other Nafkamina of Unshin and in the realm of Mamanus, which also indicate that really Lavin are more chamra. Actually, before I take any questions, just one point I was discussing with Brian and Sean. Right. It's interesting. The reason why the Tosafos Yom Kippurim might not quote the Nafkamina of Unshin, if you look carefully at the Tosafos Yom Kippurim, Tosafos Yom Kippurim has a line, which at first glance seems counterintuitive. He says, once these Rishonim hold that Essen are more chamor than Lavin, so maybe that's why a Lav has a more chamor Onish.
Huh?
Sounds the opposite. He says, because Aseh is more chamor, therefore Aseh has a less chamor onish. The question is he bringing a raya against the sheep, or is he bringing... It's also going to make you purim. If you look carefully, after saying that these Rishonim hold that Essen are more chamor, says, and that's the pshat in why your lavin have more chamor onish. Okay, so similar to that, perhaps, that it is... Take a step back. One way to explain what Tosafos Yom Kippurim means, which could be why, is basically, take a step back. There's a klal, as we all know, a klal called Ein Unshin Min Adin, which means what? What is Ein Unshin
Min Adin?
Right, you can't create, you can't generate an Onish from a Kaval Komer. So Rishonim tried to explain why not. Meaning,
it's given over to us to do.
Okay, at the end of the day, but it's you know, still like it. Why can't it generate an onish?
Since in theory could always be refuted.
Okay, so one approach is that our logic could be flawed. That's one approach in the Rishonim. So another approach in the Rishonim, which is fascinating, which says that exactly in line with the Tosafot Yom Kippurim, that it could be right. Our intuition is that a more chamor avera should get a more chamor onish. Right, that's the way you would think. But it could be, says this camp of Rishonim, that it's the opposite. Perhaps instead of looking at a more chumra onish as a chumra, view it from the perspective of kapara and say, oh, the more chamer the onish, the more kapara it brings about. So it could be that a more kal avera should be subject to a more chamer onish because a more kal avera deserves more kapara. So therefore it says this explanation that in onshin min adin, because in order, if you were to apply a kal vachomer to the realm of onshin, you would say, oh, a more chamer avera should get a more chamer onish. But there's a possibility that it's exactly the opposite, that a more chamer avera should get a less chamer avera, because the bigger avera you do, perhaps you're less deserving of a kapara. So in line with that, perhaps that's pshat Tosefos Yom Kippurim. The reason why the aseh, which is more chamor, has less of an onish, because exactly this type of analysis, that it's the opposite. The more chamor your avera, the less kapara you deserve. So that's why the Tosefos Yom Kippurim specifically quotes other nafkamina, and if anything, when it comes to the realm of onshin, he brings, you know, Essen as having a less chamor onish, really no onish at all, as a raya that the aseh is more chamor.
Yeah. All over Shas, a more chamor punishment is always viewed as being more chamor.
Yes.
According to this, we have tevel and we have nevela. You have to eat the tevel.
Good point. Yeah. You're going to have to square that. I'm not sure. It's a very good question. I'm not sure.
So,
this is
innovative
cannabis? What? No, so this is Agav. I forgot, you know. Who says that? I heard it once from my father-in-law. I don't even think at the time he mentioned who it was. But at the end of the day, okay, so right, getting back right to the question at hand, was what is the explanation for the Rambam and the Rach who holds that you should opt for the lav over the aseh? So the first explanation offered by the Tosefos Yom Kippurim is that the Rach and the Rambam must hold that mitzvos aseh are more common. This is pointed out, the problem with this explanation as the Tosefos Yom Kippurim... What? Yeah, exactly. The problem with this pshat is, number one, the Gemara Nivamos says explicitly otherwise, and there are a number of nafkamina which seem to imply otherwise that really a lav is more common. So like... Oh, sorry, did you raise your hand?
Yeah. Does the Gemara say otherwise, or just says that that's not a proof that
No, the Gemara says explicitly that Allah is more chamor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
he basically says, you know, therefore I really side with the other approach. Yeah. He likes the other more normative approach, so that really you should opt for the Shriya, so the Asai over the Lost Asai. So I'd like to suggest a second answer based on a yisod I once heard from my father-in-law, Rav Rosenzweig, in the context of the sugya of Asei Dochalo Sefse. I'd like to just then extend that yisod to our sugya of Hakala Tavtu. So actually, in the context of Asei Dochalo Sefse, and specifically in context to that Ramban, right, who explains Asei Dochalo Sefse based on Ava chomping Yira, so my father-in-law had the following innovative idea. To say that when the Ramban is saying, and again, we're going to see that this is going to allow the Ramban to align with the Beferish Gemara and Yivamos and all the other, you know, Nafkamina. So, according to my follow up, when the Ramban says that Ava trumps Yira, that Essen trumps Losa Ase, it's not because an Ase is more Chamor or that Ava is more Chamor than Losa Asay / Yira in a vacuum. Meaning really in a vacuum, independently, when you analyze, you know, Asay on its own and a lav on its own, really a lav is more Chamor. That's what the Gemara means in Yivamos. That's what all the Nafkamina all highlight. A lav in a vacuum in isolation is really more Chamor. So what's Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying that Ava trumps Yira. Because when you look at the big picture, basically in the context of being Mekayim Ava, there is no breach of Yira. Say it again?
Ooh.
So not that Ava, you know, on a scale is better, more chamor than Yira, but it's rather that in the context of being Mekayim and Asay, meaning when you're only violating the lav, in order to be mekayim the aseh, which is the context of aseh kehalosas, right? You're only violating the law because you're mekayim the aseh. It's that there is no breach in yiras Hashem when you're only violating the law for the purpose of avas Hashem.
The opposite we say as well.
But the pshat in the Ramban is that when he's saying the unique dynamic, and this is, we talked about yesterday, I had like, and the stuff, it seems that, you know, each dynamic, each clash, you know, aseh kehalosas, and lo saseh, hakal hakal, has their unique facets. Like, one thing that I had, you know, your unique dynamic, like, one thing I had in mind is this. Like, this type of unique dynamic. Where we're saying the unique dynamic of the clash between an aseh and a lo saseh, according to the Ramban, is this clash between ava and yira. And the way the Ramban is saying is that bimokom, advancing avas Hashem, there is no breach to the yiras Hashem. And therefore, this is a way to say that even if in isolation a lo saseh is more chamor than an aseh, but when you're violating the lav in order to be mekayim the aseh, and you look at the bittul of one in light of the kiyum of the other, so it's, when you're looking at the bigger picture and you're saying, oh, one has to go and one has to stay, we're going to say that in the big picture, you know, that the yira is neutralized when the yira is, when the violation of the yira is in context of the kiyum of the ava. So with this idea, and that pshat and aseh decholos aseh, I'd like to suggest you can carry over to hakal hakal. Because hakal hakal is also, in a parallel sense, again, it's a clash between the aseh and the los aseh. You're not violating the lav of, we'll say, nevela in isolation. You're only violating the lav of nevela in order to save yourself from violating the aseh of shvius. So just like in the context of aseh dochel los aseh, where we say that it has a unique dynamic, and although in a vacuum, each one alone in isolation, you know, the lav is more chamor, then when viewed together in combination, right, when the bittul halav is viewed in context of the kiyum of the aseh, so in that context we're saying in the big picture it's better to be mekayim the aseh. So same thing here, hakal hakal, you're faced with two isurim. The only reason in this context that we're saying you should go ahead and eat the nevela is in order to save yourself from violating the aseh. So just like in the context of aseh dechalos aseh, we say the unique dynamic of, you know, of the aseh and los aseh dictates that you should, you know, we favor the kiyum of the aseh even at the expense of the bittul halav. So too, when it comes to hakal hakal, we're also able to view the bittul of the lav in context of the kiyum of the aseh, and in this way, we're able to basically align the Rambam and the Rach, number one, with the Rambam himself, in another context says in isolation, you know, the aseh is less chamor, and with all these nafkamina, Pipashtis, Onshin, Realm of Mamonos, Mamzerus, and the last one being Tshuva, and many others, which seem to really imply that a lav is more chamor, but yet we opt here to violate the lav over the aseh, because when the bittul of lav is in context of the aseh, we say this idea of the Ramban, that the ava trumps the yira. But that
takes place. Where is the positive, where is the, like, where is the actual aseh that you're
saying about
Shvius? Right, yeah.
Yeah. So Binyamin is making a very good point. You're basically pointing out that up until now we've been equating Hume Aseh with Isuri Aseh. Meaning, a Kiyum Aseh is when you Kumba Aseh, pick up a Lulav. Going, Sukkah's a little pumpkin, but Lulav for sure. No, Aseh, meaning, Sukkah's some of this. I mean, two summers ago. But either way, I'd say Lula. A classic, you know, putting on tefillin. So those are classic, you know, do the following action. Isra essay, that's Shvius, where it's about, you know, it's stemming from an assay, but at the end of the day, the din at hand is not to eat the food. So Binyamin's saying, wait a second, you know, our whole Avon Yura discussion could be limited to Kiyume assay, you know, and not to Isuri assay. Good point. Just to point out that the can't ask that on me, it's really the Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Tosefes Yom Kippurim invokes the Ramban about Ava and Yira, exactly, in the context of our Sugya, which is clearly dealing with the Isuri Aseh, and he himself explicates this. And so it's basically, in short, Enoch Rami, but it's clear from the Tosafot Yom Kippurim that the same klal of Aseh Decholos, and again, this is, I think, a larger machlokes about whether we apply Aseh Decholos Aseh to Yisuri Aseh. So the Tosafot Yom Kippurim, and this approach is all assuming that Aseh Decholos Aseh does apply to Yisuri Aseh, and assuming that this Ramban's Lamdas of Amba also applies to Yisuri Aseh, and therefore that's how we're carrying it over to Yisuri. So in short, you were asking that this applies to Yisuri Aseh, and my answer is, it's clear that from the Tosefos Yom Kippurim that he thinks it does. I'm just riding in his coattails on this one.
Yeah. At the end of the day, there might not be a reach of Gira, but there's definitely also not a reach of Ava in the Shvitas, so why does that mean that?
Oh, what was that?
Meaning, it could be that if you violate a problem of Gira in a case where you're forced to do it for other reasons, that there is then no issue of Gira. Though we could just as easily say that if you violate the issue of Ava in a context where you have to do it, there's also no
Gira. Yeah, so again, good point. But again, the point is, it's not just that, because of the Ava, that neutralized the Gira. You say, you can flip it. But it's also that let's say the Torah is saying that when you have the clash, the Torah prefers you, if you're strategizing, right, strategy. You have Ava or Yira. Which one are you going to do? And again, obviously, whichever way you go, the one that you're being Mevatel is going to be viewed in light of the one you're Mekayim. But yet, the Ramban is saying, what the Torah is establishing to the Klal of Aseh Decholos Aseh is that we prefer, when you have this clash, the strategy of the Torah is that, the best, course of action is to go for the Ava over the Yira. And the different ways to explain it, but somehow, either that, there somehow, the Kima of the Ava better neutralizes the Yira than the opposite direction, or just that we favor the value of, I would say that what seems to come out from the Ramban is that the Kima of the Ava, which is more focused on the positive, is more of a neutralizing impact on the Yira than the Yira would have on the Ava.
Why can we say that they're essentially equal, so to speak? Oftentimes, when we'll make a Kal V'Chomer, we'll give a Pircha, right? So we'll have now this is better than this in one way, and this is better than this in the other way. And so they're essentially equal. So why can't you have the Aseh more Chomer in certain ways, and a lot more Chomer in other ways?
So the problem with saying that is that it seems like every indication, let's say in a vacuum, seems to be on the side of Aseh being less
Chomer. Except for Aseh Decholos.
The question is how do you understand? You could have said, it's just a chumrah from a different perspective. Or you're saying no, let's take a stand on the matter, and it must be that the din of Aseh Decholos Aseh, it's not about the relative chomer in isolation. It's this other idea that viewing one in light of the other. I think it's clear. I think it's better to be able to say that no, we take a clear stand in terms of which one's more chomer, and that's why all the nafkamina. In terms of strict nafkamina, go in one direction. You have one exception called Aseh Decholos Aseh, and we're saying, no. I think it's cleaner. I think it's better to be able to say something like this. Is like, no, because it's a totally different idea. It's not about the relative chomer and the isolation of each, because that's a unique din that where both of them are, coming up against each other in the same case. I mean, when you have that unique dynamic of them going up against one another, and that where the bittul of one is seen in light, in context of the kima of the other, so that it creates its own dynamic. That's what we're saying. Brian, do you have a question?
I don't care why when they're against each other, we go with the asset. It's like mitigates it, let's see.
It's the idea that, meaning, in the context of Aseh Decholos Aseh, you're not just being mevatel alam. Because it's clear that the bas achas, at the same exact time that you're mevatel alav, you're being mekayim the aseh. So that bas achas, that proximity between the bittul of the lav with the kima of the aseh, basically what that does for us, according to this mahalach, is that allows us to view the bittul of the lav in the light of the kima of the aseh. We don't just view it, you're Mevatel Alav. It's like, no, you're Mevatel Alav only to be Mekayim the Aseh. So if you don't view them as two separate things. There was a bitul asay, there was a bitul of lav, and there was a kingdom of yaseh. Two separate things which happened to take place simultaneously. It's that you view, because they're happening simultaneously, you also view one in light of the other. And somehow viewing the bitul of lav in light of the asay basically allows the kiyam asay, or the Ramban's terms, allows the ava component of the kiyam asay to neutralize any backlash of the ira which emerged from the bitul of lav.
Why would it work the other way out?
Yeah, so that's what I was asking before. So what seems to come out is that the positive ava better negates the negative yira, then it would be the opposite.
This guy implies more trouble?
No. It's just because one, not necessarily, because it could be that in isolation, a breach of yira could be more chamor than the breach than the kiyam of yira of ava, but specifically when you're viewing the breach, basically the bitul lav in light of the kiyam of the ava, it's as if there was no yira, breach of yira at all.
Then why would it mitigate more if a breach on its own is not as bad?
Because the positive, because again, certain things are not just based on chomer and kal. Certain things are just based on a certain dynamic, and we're saying that if you're violating a lav in order to further avas Hashem, there's no breach of yiras Hashem at all. That's the idea. And it's a nuanced idea, but I think it's very helpful for that, and I think you can carry over to Hakal Hakal. I think that's the Chiddush. I like to suggest that, again, this idea of viewing one line or the other, it's not just by Aseh Dachalos Aseh, where they're happening simultaneously, but even by Hakal Hakal, where you have a clash, because we're saying that, right in front of you, you have these two options, that, meaning, because they're both facing you, that sort of, allows you to view, the bitul of lav in light of the kiyam of the asay. Meaning that, I'm eating the nevela now, but it's clear that I'm only eating the nevela to save me from, to allow me to be mekayim, or not to violate the asay of shvius. And that, that connection allows us to view them in line by line. So far, so good? Okay. So that was all about the clash between nevela and shvius, which again became an interesting test case between the clash between Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Lo Saseh. Again, a broader discussion of the relative chomer of Asin and Lo Saseh, and how they interact. Oh, so the next case mentioned in the Gemara is the clash between Tevel and Truma. So here, there's going to be machlokas. It's not so clear cut, because from the perspective of chomer haonish, Tevel and Truma are both
Misa B'Deshamayim.
Exactly. So since Tevel and Truma are both Misa B'Deshamayim, it's not apparently, right, it's not clear which one is more complex. The Gemara ends up having a fascinating discussion. First quote to Machokas, and I have a fascinating discussion in terms of analyzing this Machokas. So let's just see this inside. Would you mind reading inside? Starting with the last two words in line is Tevel Truma. It's like six lines up.
Alright,
so Tanakama holds him on that.
So that you should
give him Tevel, or you should give him Truma? Yeah, so the first Tanakama holds, and the clash between Tevel and Truma, Tevel is more common. Fine.
Truma
is more common. That's Shita Abedin. So the first, before the Gemara analyzes the Machlokas, in terms of why is it that Truma or Tevel is more chomer / more kal, the Gemara is going to say, what is the case? Because if you think about it, what is Tevel? Tevel just means you haven't been mafresh. The question is, forget the clash, just be mafresh. That's the Gemara is going to tell. I'm a Rabbah.
But I'm a hand with absolute win, and
Well, the thing is, I was thinking, like, that everyone doesn't need to go and go and fix the situation, which is actually there, so you go to
Right, exactly right. It clashed between Tevel and Truma, just fix the situation. He mafers Truma some maestros off the Tevel, and now it's Chulin. You know, case closed.
So, but what are they really arguing? Are you claiming you know actually when you're not able to do the math for the reason? Maestro Tevel Kamura, Maestro Truma Kamura. Really, that when there's a central argument of which one's acting Kamura comes out, this is the case where the other factors are mitigated.
Exactly. So before we finish the Gemara is an explanation in terms of what's more karma, what's more kal. First, I have to take a step back and try to just isolate what exactly is the case. Right? The Gemara says, Rabba says, Hichod de efshe b'chulin, when it's efshe b'chulin, when you can be mafresh, that's not the case. The only case is when it's lo efshe b'chulin. So the machlokes Rishonim is going to be, what's the case of lo efshe b'chulin? What do you mean it's not possible to have chulin? So the first, you find two different approaches. The first approach is Rashi. So, Yehuda, would you mind reading Rashi? Keep pleading the Rashi. Cool example, yeah. So what's the case according to Rashi?
So that you're eating the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the key, right? So according to Rashi, you have a certain amount of produce. I don't know, you have a pile of produce. But for whatever reason, in the case at hand, right, we don't know the case of cholin, right? A cholin needs to eat. So according to Rashi, the cholin needs to eat the entire thing. All the produce in front of us needs to be eaten. So therefore, Rashi is saying, right, you can't be, what was the suggestion? Be mavrish trumas and maestros, right, take the truma and maestros away, and just eat the remaining chulin. So Rashi is saying, we're dealing with a case, according to Rashi, the pshat and lo efshe b'chulin, is that the remaining chulin wouldn't suffice to solve the sakana. Right? Those are good numbers. Let's say there are 100 pieces, good. There are 100 kernels of grain, right? So if you would eat mafresh trumos and maestros, let's say, leave off maestros. If you mafresh trumos, you have to take some kernels away, right? So Rashi is saying the case is where he needs to eat all 100. So therefore, there's no option. So therefore, the only options are either eat all 100 in their tevel state, or the other option is to be mafresh truma, but then you're going to have to end up eating the 99 chulin and the one truma. So that ends up being the clash. Is it better to eat 100 tevel
or
one truma?
There's no problem with this.
And before we get to problems, yeah, Ben Tema just finished up the Rashi.
You should be mafresh truma. If it doesn't feel tevel, you should eat tevel in the way of truma. You should be mafresh
and then you eat both the chulin and the truma together. Yeah, so let's see.
I'm a little sure I understand the case when we see this, because truma, we even, you take a mashu of truma.
Excellent. Very good. So, do you see the Tosa Rid? Rosh Givanta. So, the Tosa Rid, basically, there are going to be a number of questions on Rashi. So, the first of which is the Tosa Rid. Tosa Rid on the spot. Dibur Amaschil Sham Amarava. He asks you his question. He says, the rule by Truma, that in contrast to Meiser, which is a tenth, right, you have to take, you know, there's a specific formula, you need to take a tenth of that which is remaining from Meiser. Truma, there is no shear midoris. So you can take off any tiny amount. So therefore, says Tozerit, how can you ever have a Metzius where you can't take off any amount, that the whole, you know, there's no portion that you can take. It means every last drop. Kasha number one by Tosa Rit. Question number one, Rashi, is that they say Truma chita achas poteres zekri. Any little amount would suffice. So therefore, Hayitachin, they have the case in the Gemara is this dachuk situation where you can't even, you know, allow for any minuscule amount.
If they do take up minuscule amount, that's on shield.
What?
On shield, like you guys.
Oh. Second question. Rattling off the kashas. The Gemara Sari in Dibur Maskil B'De'efsher asks this question. Basically connecting the morning stuff. Chatzishir. He basically says, okay, forget the mitzvahs. Let's say you could have the mitzvahs, where that last kernel is going to make all the difference. At the end of the day, since you can be mafresh any amount of shir, so just be sure to be mafresh pachos make kezayas. So as long as the truma is going to be less than a shir kezayas, so then the truma, what's the clash between tevel and truma? The truma is going to be chatzi shir, and the tevel is going to be a regular shir. What's the shaila? Of course, you know, chatzi shir is more kal than a full shir. So according to Rashi, you know, what's going on here? Those are two kashas. Basically, the second kasha is, since there is no minimum shir for truma, chita achas poteres is a kri, so for sure you could be mafris less than a kezayas of truma. So then, what's the clash going to end up being? It's going to be a chatzi shir of truma versus a full shir of tevel. So that's not, why is the Gemara of a machokes tanaim about that? That should be pashal the kulei alma. That you should eat the truma because it's chatzi shir. Why is no one the Gemara saying, according to Rashi's case, the Gemara, everyone should agree that of course you should go for the truma. Be mafresh chatzi shir of truma, and then of course chatzi shir of truma is more kal than a full shir of tevel. A third kasha.
Are you saying that you're going to take all the shir truma of the derisa though? You're going to do a shir truma of the derisa, and that shir truma is going
to
be chatzi shir?
Well, I believe so.
Some people just said that.
Yeah.
So you do a problem. Right? Like you think you actually should like a 2%.
But again, when you have a clash like this, I'm saying we would rely on, I mean, that's like an 8 to 12 to do 2%.
Well, I'm saying, is he saying that take off the full shear to do a
problem? Or whatever it means, meaning, as long as you take off less than a kezayas, your issue would be something. So, again, depending on how big the thing is, whether it's 2% or not. But he's saying, since nido raisa, chita achas works, so they've already. And the third happy question by the Gemara Sari is in the next paragraph, Dibur Maskil Ba'od Kaiman, or sorry, Ba'od Kashali, it's Kuflama. Ba'od Kashali, he says, according to Rashi, I have another suggestion. Anyone go for it? Is another happy suggestion?
A big problem, Rashi?
No, yeah. What would be another way to say that it's Pashit that you should be Mafrish the Chuma? Get a hint? What? No? The Mavato Isser Lechatzchila. He says, you wouldn't come up with this. Be Mafresh Lechuma, and then be Mavatal it. Throw it back into the pile. The Isser of be Mavatal Isser Lechatzchila is only in Jerabana.
Mavatal.
Be Mafresh Chuma, Chita Achas, and then just throw it back into the Kree, into the pile. So you don't know where it is. And then Bittel's going to play. Oh! Ein mevatlin isur lechatzchila, right? You don't do that. Answer is ein mevatlin isur lechatzchila is an isur derabanan. So that would be waived in this case where you're trying to save yourself from isur deraisa.
Unless the chakal derabanan is being one.
Okay, that's a chat. So at the end of the day, there are three of these bomb. There are three bomb kashas on. not fun. Okay, but just to summarize. There are three kashas in Rashi. Basically, Rashi's mitzias of where he explains lo efshir b'chulin is where, you know, you need to eat the whole thing, and therefore, oh, you can't be mafresh the chuma because then you're not going to have enough chulin to supply. It's just ask these kashas again. First kasha being like, what do you mean chita achas and poteres is a kri? That's going to make a difference in terms of the chula. Question one. Question number two. Since chita achas poteres is a kri, for sure the chuma is going to be chatzi shir. And of course, chatzi shir is more kal than a full shear, no matter what the relative chomer of the full shear would be. And third kasha is that, according to Rashi, why don't you just be mevatel lechatzchila, and then you solve the problem also. Yes?
I think I once heard this question addressed in a Yisur Kolik Mokad.
Ooh, wow.
I think he said that it would be that if you mix the truma back in with the thing with the slavish brother, that becomes tevel again, because tevel just...
Ooh, wow. In short, the assumption of that third question of the Gur Zari is that you're mafresh the chuma, so now you have chulin and chuma. So we're saying just chuck the chuma back in, and it's bittel. Come on, Delisa, now it's all chulin. Says, I guess, Sir Nachronim.
I think he was
quoting. Yeah, exactly. As I said, Sir Nachronim, that's a Kedarka, Kav, and Karen Biavna, is to say that the whole vor of chuma, again, of tevel, this is the whole lumdus of tevel, is that according to Sinai's Machlokes, the big machlokes Rashi Tosos in Yevamos Pehei.
Is Rashi Tosos
about whether? So I have to think about that. The big machlokes is tevel like a shame b'fnei atzmo? That's Tosos. Or Rashi holds that no, really tevel is it's chuma like mu'urav. Like the ulcer of tevel is the fact that you have chuma in there. So basically, according to that second approach, I'm putting together. Of Rashi and Yevamos Pehei, that the nature of tevel is just the mixture, the tarobis of truma and chulin. So when you chuck it back in there, you go back to the tevel state. So that's Rashi, that would work out. Okay, that's fine. It would work out. But yeah, you still have the other two questions. But yeah,
you chuck it in and like separate it into the groups.
You what?
If you would throw it back in and then separate it into the groups.
Interesting.
But according to this understanding that really the entire concern of tevel is that it's shuma b'urav though, then it shouldn't be pashut that tevel is less more kal than shuma.
Shouldn't be pashut that tevel is more.
It's a copy question.
There is the pashas in Rashi. There are a lot of kashas that the Tosfos highlights already. Because you know, if you really take it at face value, a better kasha than that is Tosfos has it. Better kasha is if tevel is just truma murabo, then why is it usher for coming tevel? That's Tosfos' Raya, and it's Tosfos' Raya against Rashi. So most people say Rashi must not mean that. That's Tosfos' Raya. That's a shame if they ask them. But if it's just Truma Murabo, then a Kohen should be able to eat it. Must be a shame if they ask them. Tavo, which is also Osir. Again, this is getting a little. What? This is in Yevamos Pehe. This is its own topic. So in short, you have all these kashas in Rashi. So a choppy answer by. You have to have a
happy
answer for this. Happy
question.
Chazon Yecheskel, again, in the same place, like this Perek Dalad Mishnah Tosefta Hey, Dibur Amaskel Bahagra, Chazon Yecheskel says, everyone is forgetting, everyone's only focused on Truma. But there's another thing which has to be Hufrash from what? Close?
Meiser.
So the tevel is tevel with trumas meiser, and which is a meiser min a meiser, right? Trumas meiser is the truma which has to be taken off of the meiser, which is really the meiser which has to be taken off of the meiser. Which means that after your mafresh meiser, which is 10%, you then have to take 10% off that 10% and give that to the kohen. That's called trumas meiser. So in higher math, as Rav Tzalek Gula could say, that would result in 1% of the original amounts being set aside for Truma's Meiser.
What 1%?
What?
10th of the 10th of the day?
Yeah.
Why is it? Okay, got it. Well, is Truma's Meiser always a 10th of the Meiser?
Yeah. Truma's Meiser is Meiser and a Meiser. The shear is a 10th of the 10th. So it ends up being, so everyone's been assuming, all you have to get rid of is the Chita Achas, and if you have the Kasha, that's really going to make a difference, or Chatzi Shear. Chazon Yecheskel says, it's not so dachuk. Once you take into account Trumas Meister, so then as long as 1%, I mean, for sure, if the produce at hand is big, so then 1% of that could be a large amount. And number one, that could be the difference for the chola. And number two, that could end up being larger than a kazayas.
Oh.
Again, it's a chapi, it's still an akimta, that the case is such that that 1% would make a difference. But again, it helps a little bit because instead of, you know...
It's not kosher anymore. It's not kosher anymore.
Exactly. It's no longer kosher. It's not Shumas Meister. Also has to be taken into account, and it could be that's why... We have to finish in a minute, so I'm just going to... There's one last thing I want to get to, and then we'll take any questions. So again, Adkan is Rashi. Again, Rashi's shot in the wine, or Hechad, or the low Efsha B'chulin, according to Rashi, in short... Well, Efsha B'chulin is that the chulin that which will remain from the Hafreshes Truma, now adding the Hafreshes Truma and the Hafreshes Trumas Meiser, doesn't that chulin which remains will not suffice to feed the chulin. That's Rashi. Again, we had all those kashas and possible tears of the Chazon Peskel. The other approach presented by the number of the Rishonim, such as Achronim, is to say as follows. The Pshat and low Efsha B'chulin are totally different Metzius. Is right in contrast to Rashi. Rashi is that you have one pile of produce, which is currently tevel, and the question is, do you leave it in its tevel form, or are you mafresh truma, and then you end up having truma and chulin? According to the other Rishonim, no, different case. You have two different piles. There's a pile of tevel, and there's a pile of truma. So Marisol saying, what do you mean? Just be mafresh the tevel. Answer is lo efsher. The chulin, it's a case where you can't be mafresh, example of which is, let's say the bialim is not there. You can't be mafresh, trumas ma'aser, shelo bifnei habayim. So the case is where you have truma and tevel, and lo efsher the chulin, according to the second approach, is that you can't turn the tevel into chulin because you can't be mafresh in this case. So the people who say this, the Farshim who say this, number one is the Tosarid. Again, the same Tosarid who rejects Rashi based on saying Chita Achaz Pateras agrees, says, no! So rather, the Pshat is as follows. Where the case where you have two different piles, and the Efsha B'chulin means that you can't be mafresh because the Bialim isn't present. So that's the Tosarid in that same piece. The other person...
Does it have to be two piles?
Yeah, because otherwise, what's the concept? And then it's just Tevel. If it's Tevel and Bialim aren't there, you can't be mafresh, then... There's no clash. The whole clash has to be tevel versus truma. Okay? So the case is where you can't be mafresh tevel, so where's the truma? According to Rashi, there's one pile. It was tevel, and the question is, the bialim are there, so you can be mafresh into truma. So the clash is, do I keep it as it is, or do or my mafresh should turn into truma? According to this other approach, it's no. The tevel is tevel, and you can't turn into truma because you can't be mafresh. So it's Truma versus Tevel. Exactly, the Bialim in there, exactly. That's all Sarid. And the Rambam also, the Chazon Yecheskel there is also Medayik in the Rambam, because the Rambam in Hukos Machos Asuros, Yudalid, Yudzayin, that same Rambam, when he formulates the case of Truma and Tevel and Truma, he says, Tevel u Truma im e efshir letakina Tevel. Right, so the formulation is, if it's impossible, it's e-efshir to be metakin the tevel. So the Chazon Yecheskel, again, is medayik in the Rambam, that, oh, he agrees with the Tosafot, that the pshat at hand in lo efshir b'chulin is that you can't be metakin. Doesn't explain why. One example would be the bialim are not present. But again, that's the clash, two different piles, and it's just that you can't be metakin the tevel. And the last, the Farash says this, is the Gvur Sari. Right. Exactly.
I think, why can't the
Chazon
Rambam like Rashi?
Then you could fix it there.
Yeah, it's not E-Efshul attacking. It's Efshul attacking, it's just that it won't solve the problem.
No.
So the Efshul attacking sounds like you can't do a frasha. The Chazon Yecheskel is, again, it's Perish and Tosefta, so it's Perish Dalit, Tosefta Hey. This Chazon Yecheskel, Dibra Maschel, E-Nami Kigon. And the last part she says is the Gevurah Sarif. Again, Gevurah Sarif is one of the people who asks some of those kashas before. So after asking those kashas to reject Rashi, he says, oh, the different pshat is as follows. So again, two different piles, and it can't be mafresh the town. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll take any questions. I just want to allow guys to go to Musar. I stay here.